Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Talk New York sports here, The Fan.
Good morning, good morning. Let's do it. The sports equinox is still upon us. The sports are sports, and Keith McPherson on The Fan. If you like baseball, if you like basketball, if you like puck, even if you like football, man, there's some little things going on out in the football world as well. We'll get into it. I've got 2 hours dialed, 888-808-1019 if you'd like to talk on The Fan. I started off with the Yankees. The Yankees win. Shout out to John Sterling, wherever John Sterling is. I think we're going to have to cue up my tell me something cool. You'll hear John's voice. And, you know, I think it's just a good bounce back for the Yankees as now they look to take the series with Max Fried on the mound. And that's as confident as you could be because they don't lose on Fried Day. And shout out to Wandy Peralta getting the bats going. Now everybody in the lineup feels good because they put bat to ball. They got on base. They scored. Like, good, good. The Yankees need to take this series from one of the best teams in baseball. Now, the Diamondbacks are in the same division as the Padres. They're not one of the best teams in baseball, but I think they're sneaky good. I think they have a good manager, a good lineup, and they definitely have a good rotation. And here in the top of the ninth, Juan Soto is at bat, facing, Shelby Miller is in the game now. I'd say it's not Zach Gallen anymore, but let's see if Juan Soto can get the Mets going here. Let's see if Juan Soto can spark a little bit of a rally. If the Mets drop this game, there'll be a rubber match tomorrow. And I think they have like a getaway game out there. So it'll be a little bit earlier in the day. And I mean, tomorrow we'll have Yankees. We'll have the Mets at 3:45. We'll have the Yankees at 7:05. And then the Knicks will play game two at 7 p.m. It's lit. It is up. I cannot wait. I just like when there's a lot in motion, a lot going on. So let's continue talking about it. Before, you know, we went to break, I put it out there for the Knicks fan. Like, belief is needed. And the NBA script is writing itself. The Pacers have played a hobbled Cavaliers team. The number one seed Cavs, who we talked about, right? Yes, they have the coach of the year. Yes, they kind of came out of nowhere this year. But this would be their first real go in the playoffs. And let's see how the Pacers' experience has played. But also, they have been without Darius Garland. And then today, they were without Evan Mobley. Two homegrown drafted players that start for them. And then also, they were without DeAndre Hunter, who they traded for at the deadline. They are completely compromised. Spider Mitchell was balling in the first half, but you can't win the game in the first half. And he did as much as he could with 48 points. But they're relying on Dean Wade, who had 3 points. They're relying on Ty Jerome, who had 2 points. Max Strus, who had 23. And former Brooklyn Net Jared Allen, who had 22. It's not enough because Tyrese Halliburton, with the ball in his hands, can have a step back three drain it, call game, and beat you 120 to 119. The Pacers are now 2 games away from punching their ticket back to the Eastern Conference Finals. Back-to-back years in the Eastern Conference Finals. If you're a Knicks fan, you gotta hope that the Celtics are hobbled. Now, we did get a little bit of an injury report that, you know, Joe Mazzulla met the media and said Kristaps Porzingis and Sam Hauser are day-to-day. We'll see today if Kristaps Porzingis is healthy enough to go. Sam Hauser had the ankle. Let's see if he's ready to go. But I just think that the Celtics are compromised, and we know that. They've had a ton of injuries. They got punched in the mouth for the first time, and the pressure will start to build. There's no pressure on the Knicks. So if the Knicks come out in the first quarter, first half, play with them, third quarter, come out with the same energy, and it gets late into the fourth, I just said they have the best closer in the game, and those fans will start to moan and groan. And if the Knicks can take two, what? If the Knicks can take 2 games in Boston, they have the advantage in the series, and then you can really start to dream about going toe-to-toe with the Pacers. All right, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's get back to the phone. Josh is in Passaic on the Fan. Go for it, Josh.
Yo, Keith, what's poppin', man?
You know, sports are sports in, and I'm blessed to be here on WFAN talking about it. Thanks for calling like you always do.
Of course. Anyway, first, before I get to the Metsies, this, you know, I see ESPN put this article. It's one of the top articles about Shador Sanders getting his number. They got to realize this guy's not Kyle anymore. This guy has no name anymore. Stop putting anything about him. He's fifth rounder. We don't got to see any more news about him.
No, you're incorrect. His name is everything. His name is going to get the clicks. I actually read something about that today as well, and I laughed because I'm like, this guy's going to get more coverage than any fifth-round 144 draft pick ever. But basically, somebody in Shador's camp put out an Instagram post saying there's no way the Cleveland Browns should have gave number two to anyone else, especially to a wide receiver who hasn't even worn number two before in his career. But we all knew that was coming, so we ain't flinching about it. It was expected. Take it, smile, and make it legendary. That's Shador's whole company and brand, legendary with the number two. Now, that came from somebody in Shador's camp. The player is DeAndre Carter, who was with the Raiders, who was with the Chargers. He is like a slot receiver, but really like a return specialist. He's still a veteran, though. He has done something in this league. He gets priority over a rookie. Even if this is the most high-profile rookie in the fifth round ever, like the Deion Sanders, Shador Sanders camp, they have to humble themselves. So, yes, he wanted number two, and he's got the highest-selling jersey before we even knew what number he would wear. But then the story was put out that he's going to wear 12 like his mentor Tom Brady wore 12. And Tom Brady put out, you know, the text that he sent him about, oh, I was picked 199. So it's like it is a story. He does have a name, but now he has to make a name in the NFL. And let's see. I don't know if he's going to be able to. It's a different game in the NFL. I don't know if he's going to be able to star in the NFL because there are things in place to not allow him. Just like you don't get to pick your number. You're a rookie. You get what number you get. DeAndre Carter, who is probably not going to have that many catches. Like, I'd be surprised if DeAndre Carter catches 50 passes this year for the Browns. But he's going to wear that number two over Shador Sanders, who hasn't done anything in the NFL. All
right, anyway, so then, before I get to at the Knicks, though, I'm thinking is that after, you know, kind of shocking, you know, Boston's expecting, you know, 4 or 5 game, you know, either sweep or gentle sweep, and, you know, the Knicks come back like that and stuff. I think, you know, if you're the Knicks, you got to just try to start that first quarter off with as much as possible. Like, go take a 10, 15, 20-point lead. Stretch it. Like, just get a great stretch or something. Just put them low in confidence. You know, if Jason Tatum ever starts heating up, I think we know what kind of P.J. Tucker is, what type of player he is. That I think that's what they have him for. That's what the Knicks fans are saying right now.
P.J. Tucker? We don't need
the
P.J.
Knicks have him.
P.J. Tucker is not...
dirty player. Yeah. Need someone to take care of someone.
He's gonna be a rah-rah guy. He's gonna clap. He's gonna be Udonis Haslam on the bench. PJ Tucker's got no business in this series. I don't see him stepping on the floor, even to dirty it up. They don't need to do that. Definitely not in game two. But you're right about get off to a quick start. Don't let that arena build. Do not let the Celtics get another 20-point lead because they won't relinquish it this time. Like, the Knicks gotta come out and play defense and hit their shots and be efficient. And then that fear will start to set in with the Boston Celtics, who are never in that position.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
And then looking at the Mets, you know, as you know, it's still teams looking fine, but you know, it's crazy how we've gotten so spoiled with starting pitching. If a pitcher ever gives up more than one or two runs, it's like, wow, we got to relook at this rotation. Maybe we need to trade for another starter. It's crazy what they've done for us. And you know, as I said, the question of the year for the Mets is, who is Griffin Canning? Where is Griffin Canning from? Like that guy, I know you pitched last night. But that guy's amazing. And you know, you have to wonder though, Keith, what do you think the Mets, if they were gonna make the change, would you put yourself in like a Mets situation, do you think they'd be better off with another bullpen arm or training for a center fielder that can hit the ball well? Maybe doesn't have to play every day, but can hit the ball better than Tyron Taylor. Keith, thanks for taking my call. Have a great night.
Thanks for the call, Josh. As you know, we are an out away, but the Mets have rallied a bit, it seems. Top of the ninth here. Runner on second, runner on third, two outs. Mark Vientos at the plate, 0-2 count. So the Mets are down to their final strike. But, like, it's May 7th, and what the Met fan has got out of this pretty much no-name rotation is amazing. And, okay, David Peterson went out there tonight against a Diamondbacks lineup that I said they have a good lineup. They beat the Yankees in Yankee Stadium. They beat the Mets in Citi Field. And tonight they were able, Lourdes Gurriel was able to get some. Josh Naylor was able to get some. Geraldo Perdomo. It's baseball. But, like, are you now throwing David Peterson away? No. David Peterson was an ace at times last year and will be again. Help is on the way. Frankie Montas will be back. Sean Manaea will be back. I don't think you're worried about the trade deadline just yet. 888-808-1019. You're going to lose games. And all this is baseball averaging out. You're not going to be able. You're not in Citi Field. You go out there to the desert. You're in their ballpark. You're out there in the heat. You're out there in a different time zone. Like, the Diamondbacks were in the World Series just 2 years ago. You got to put some respect on who you're playing against. You're not playing against the Marlins anymore. You're not playing, you know what I'm saying? You're not playing against, that's probably going to do it, Mark Vientos. flies out to center field, and the Mets lose 5-1 to the Snakes in the desert. But, you know, basically what I'm saying here is, like, this is just baseball being baseball. Now you have injuries. I said before you had the Nimmo scare. Jesse Winker is shut down. If anything, you should be thinking about your bullpen, because now your bullpen has lost a few guys here and there, and now you're relying on guys to go out there and be, you know, nails, and they got out of the gates damn near perfect. They got out of the gate with a great start, but baseball is going to baseball. Guys are going to get hurt, and other guys are going to compete, and you're going to lose games. It's nothing to panic about. The Mets are 23-14. 888-808-1019. Jay is in Fort Lee on the fan. What's up, Jay?
Hey, Kay.
Hey.
You putting in that good work, man. I've been listening to you. I've been sick, so I haven't been able to call you since last summer. But, yeah, I'm hearing you, man. You are putting in that work, and we appreciate it, man.
Thank you, sir. I'm grinding. I'm trying to deliver, do a little bit of everything.
I can tell. I love it, man. And you got that positive, and you keep it real. So we can get the shill, Yankee shill, at 1 a.m, but you keep it real. So
Big Mac is a great Yankee shill and host. And don't get me wrong. They call me Yankee boy and Yankee homer as well. But I just understand now, as a radio host, the duty that I have to serve in a way. There are Knicks fans that want to hear about the Knicks. There are Mets fans that want to hear about them. There are obviously, I have a full rack of calls, all Yankee fans. So let's get into it, Jay.
All right, let's get into it. So the positive is, man, you know, on the one hand, we got rid of Cookie Carrasco, and there's a guy you got to check out. I was blown away by this. He's not young, but he was originally a Mets signee, and he's come to the Yankees at the AAA. And he struck out 10 guys in 3 2/3 innings in a recent game. He's pitched 14 innings, 24 Ks. His name is Alan Winans. And he doesn't throw hard, but his stuff is swinging to miss. And I think they're bringing him up as a starter. And then they might bring up this kid Castro as a reliever. I mean, it's amazing. They do have good depth, where you can check guys out. I think that you're starting to see Bellinger starting to hit now. The Martians starting to hit now. I like where I think in the long run, it's going to be positive. You just got to keep grinding and play this kid Vivas at second base every day until Chisholm comes back. See what you got. Because if he's the goods and he does have a history of high on base percentage, then you put him at second and then maybe you put Chisholm back at third. He can't be any worse defensively than Ozzie over there. That's the positive. The negative is Delvin Williams, okay? He was not broken. The Mets fans love to claim this. He wasn't broken by the Polar Bears home run. If you look at the year before, in the first game of the wild card playoffs, in a one-run game, they brought him in the ninth to keep it right where it was, and he imploded.
Yep.
In the same way he imploded now for the Yankees. He wasn't getting bombed. He just couldn't throw strikes. He walked three guys and gave up two runs on one hit in the ninth. And they basically lost at home in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I remember.
So when they signed him, the Yankees got him, I wasn't thrilled because I know 2 years in a row he imploded in the big spot. And I'm like, well, that's great. I know he has great regular season numbers, but I don't know if I want to take a chance of losing the season with a guy like that, especially when Dreamweaver, you know, showed you everything you need to see. So do I think that he can turn it around? Maybe for the regular season. I have no faith in him in a big spot. None.
Yeah, so as we're talking about the Diamondbacks, I think it was the Diamondbacks that knocked the Brewers off. That is correct. And it seemed like...
Game one.
Yeah, and it seemed like the Brewers it was inevitable for them to fail. And Brewers fans looked at Devin Williams as the artist that, you know, drew that picture back-to-back years. And so he needed a change of scenery. That's the phrase I keep using. He was broken before.
It's the pressure, man. He obviously, you come to the Bronx, first games of the season, new team, all the hype, you know, of getting the guy.
Yeah, I don't think he has the temperament for it, and that's not a knock on the guy. Go sign with the Kansas City Royals next year or something like that.
Yeah, but here's my problem with Boone. Boone is going to try to force it, and so was Cashman, to make it look like they made a great move. So Boone always learns after the disaster, not before. You know, it's like,
yeah, but they can't. That's why I keep talking about the fans. I'm in there. The fans start moaning and groaning as soon as he's warming up. And like, he can't afford to walk a batter. If he walks two batters, it's like, you got to take him out. So it's like, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. Like,
I hear you.
Like, I'm listen, already I, like calling I, a spade a spade. Like, it's okay to be like, this dude, we went to get him. We thought he'd be great here. We thought we could work with him, fix him. It ain't working out. We got bigger fish to fry than Devin Williams figuring it out.
Yeah, I hear you. Listen, I sit out. I don't get to go that often anymore because I'm sick, but I go out to 203 whenever I can go to the game. I haven't run into you yet, but I'm looking for you. But, I mean, you should hear your crew out there, man. Oh, my God. They're just killing them, you know. So
they're loud. The roll call has been loud. Jay, feel better, and thank you for the call and all the different little things. Like, Allen Wynans, I expect to see him. They DFA'd Carlos Cookie Carrasco yesterday, and I'm like, okay, is it going to be Yarbrough getting some starts, or are they going to punch the Allen Wynans? Shake it up. Do it, right? Still does not fix the Will Warren issue and the Devin Williams issue. To me, this guy was not a part of it. That's why I leaned into this team went to the World Series last year. Luke Weaver became the guy last year. He's still on the team. He can still get it done. You have a closer. Enough. We had to live through Aroldis Chapman. We had to live through Clay Holmes' 13 blown saves until you finally... They did that stupid stuff with Clay Holmes last year. Oh, yeah, we believe in him. Oh, yeah, he's got good stuff. Oh, we just got to get him right. Yeah, we got to find spots for him until they absolutely couldn't do it anymore. Why? Because of the fans. I was on the fan calling him Pray Holmes. All we can do is pray. When he comes into the game, say a prayer. Cardiac Clay. So here we are with Devin Williams. Please stop it already. We don't need to add. He's been a net negative. We added a negative player. Like, and that is okay. Admit it. And stop hearkening back to what he was and the past numbers. That was in Wisconsin. This is New York. All of these players know this. And they agree. Rodon talked about it the other night because he's gone through it and he's been a lot better in his last four starts. When you don't pitch well, they're going to boo you. But when you do pitch well, they're going to love you. This guy has so much negative equity built up from the beard policy to the paternity leave, right? There were fans that blamed the series loss on him for going to to be a father and have a child. And I laugh because it's ridiculous, but fans are going to fan. And then the we want Weaver and all this other stuff. It's like, please, we don't need it. Judge is having an MVP once-in-a-lifetime start to this season. Young guys have emerged that are doing it. Trent Grisham is having the best year of his career. Bellinger will come around. Look what Paul Goldschmidt has turned the clock back to. We do not need this. Greg is in Manhattan on the fan. What's up, Greg?
Hey, what's up, Keith? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay, man. I listen to you every night, and I really enjoy your show. And as the last caller said, you're doing a great job, man.
Thank you.
I'm gonna be very, very straight up, just like you've been. Devin Williams cannot pitch for the New York Yankees again.
And I'm fine with that. That doesn't hurt my feelings. I don't have his jersey. I have no attachment to him. Was I rooting for him in the beginning to give him a shot? Yes, but they've given him 10 shots. I'm good. I don't need to see any more. I'm good. We have enough guys in his bullpen. Guys are coming back. Are you really going to let this continue? Is this going to be something that they can't afford to blow another game with trying to get him right? I joked today after the seventh inning. I said, well, hell, throw him out there now. He can't blow this lead. He can't blow the 9-run lead. You want to put him in a spot now? Put him there now. He is not a high leverage guy with the Yankees. I don't care what he was. It's too far gone already. It's such an uphill climb for the guy, and there's always an excuse. It can't be.
I honestly would love to see him traded to San Diego because I think he'd do fantastic, and I think you bring Michael King back.
Yeah, they won't do
sounds,
that.
Sounds
though.
Crazy.
His value is lower. Crazy. His value is lower than it's ever been. Clearly, Milwaukee was done with him. Milwaukee knew, hey, this guy in the big spot. And that's what I'm saying, Greg. This is New York. In October, I've seen greater players fold. I've seen guys not be. I've seen Aaron Judge fold under the pressure. You think this guy is going to be able to get us big outs in October? He can't do it in April and May. I'm not even risking that. I'm not playing that game because that's what I'm saying. By the time we get there, baseball is going to baseball. So even if he's going strong, maybe it takes him another month and he has a good June, July, August. Baseball is going to baseball where if he gets got in October, the fans are going to say, see, you didn't learn. You forced this. We knew this guy couldn't pitch here. And it might not be that, like, you know, he doesn't have the, you know, the guts to do it. It might just be a guy like Pete Alonso puts a good swing on a pitch and it goes out of the ballpark. Let's not.
Yeah. Have a good one, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Greg. And we can opt out of it because we have Luke Weaver. No? Harvey's in Dix Hills coming up on the Fan. Harvey, you're up late tonight.
Yes, I know. I was coming back from my office in the hospital, and that's when I listened to you. That's why I know you got a great show.
Thanks, man.
And two things I want to thank you for. And you're the person I want to sound this off to because I heard you say something in my car. And as I say, you talked about Devin Williams, okay? And this is like the fifth time I've talked. Sometimes you can talk about something and bring it over and over again like an obsession and nobody comments. Well, over the last month and a half, I talked about Devin Williams, even though I'm not a Yankee fan, because when the Mets are looking for a relief pitcher, and people were talking about Devin Williams, you know, and I read that he had a stress fracture. You're a college quarterback, okay? And you could probably be the one to talk to about this. I'm, to me, I actually spoke to an orthopedist off the record. I'm a doctor in another specialty, but no, I'm not an orthopedist. Is that, and the question I had from that author, how do you pitch as with a stress fracture, and I don't know the details of it, but I'm just bringing up to suggest, and the answer, most people say he's cleared, he didn't adjust to New York. What's your, I mean, do you have an opinion, having taken so many whacks as a college quarterback, is it possible that this is a physical thing, not a mental thing?
I feel like we're completely ignoring the physical aspect. That's why I hit,
exactly
that,
right.
That's why I hit that yogiism.
This is the fifth time I brought it up, and not a soul until I heard you say it, mention that after my calls. Yeah.
Not going to lie, I talked to a little birdie who's I've been out there to Milwaukee, and I have a friend that's a Brewers fan. And these Brewers fans are kind of looking at us like, yeah, okay, keep doing that. Keep trying to figure that one out. Now,
oh, they knew it in Milwaukee?
Okay, yeah. So in my notes, I have Devin Williams suffered two stress fractures in his back during spring training
of
last
year. Thank you so much, Keith.
He was diagnosed by a spine specialist. The injury was expected to sideline him approximately 3 months starting around March 2024, initially projected to return in late May. Williams returned to the Brewers later than that in July and was activated from the 60-day IL. Now,
thank you,
what if
thank
he's
you.
Just not the same guy that he once was?
Absolutely not. You know, I look at a pitcher, Keith. He's 1.5 average for 5 years, and now he's 11. There's got to be something physical in a pitcher like that.
So he's also trying to make the most money he's ever made in his life, in his career, in his baseball life. He's
okay. Going
to be a free agent. Like, so even if he's got something that's a little off, it's not something that he's going to report. But that's why I even mentioned, you know, I had a caller say they got to DFA him, they got to send him down to the minors. I'm like, they're not going to do that.
I think they need another MRI and
yes,
then a medical
put
evaluation.
Put him on the IL. Let's take another look at the guy.
Exactly right.
And then maybe even give him some time off to rest and then come back, strengthen it, and see. Because everything I'm reading, the diagnosis, it was the stress fracture was the left and right sides of his T12 vertebrae. And I'm always Googling and looking up stuff. The initial timeline was...
And by the way, that's the middle of the back, and that's what you pitch with.
So there's a reason why he's not able to locate. There's a reason why his velocity,
exactly right.
His velocity
thank
is
you,
down.
Thank you, thank you.
So, the game, right? Yogi Berra says baseball is 90% mental, the other half is physical. So if his brain is already telling him, wow, this is crazy in New York, the fans are booing me, I got a newborn kid, I might not be here next year, I don't know where I'm going to play, I was a closer, I want to be a closer, they demoted me this fast, my own fan base is against me, I'm making it harder for Boone, oh, the mound isn't to the likings of my condition. Like, oh, I did have a couple good outings. I feel like I'm right. But, like, it's too much. There's so many compounded issues that I'm like, how is this guy going to overcome all of this to be the Yankees closer? I don't need him to be. How is he going to overcome all of this this year to get to a form where they can use him in a high leverage situation.
Right. And by the orthopedist, I don't know how he's pitching. If there is a recurrence or an aggravation of that stress factor, he said, how is he pitching?
So what I got from the research was they were expecting him back in May, but it took longer. He didn't come back until July. It hasn't even been a year.
That's correct. Absolutely. Bless you, my son.
Thanks for the call, Harvey. 888-808-1019. I'm just trying to figure it out, folks. I'm a Yankee fan like you, and they don't tell us everything. And I'm looking at the guy, and I'm like, I've seen the guy pitch. He used to be lights out. He used to have some fire. And I was so excited when we got him because I'm like, oh, this bullpen's going to be the best in baseball. But now I'm backing off that. Now, and I got on here and told y'all, don't boo him, man. Give him an opportunity. We gave him an opportunity. We've given him too many opportunities. We've given him soft landing spots. We've made too much excuses for a guy that just got here. And I don't care at all about facial hair and beards or whatnot, but it's compounded. This is the guy forever that is going to be linked to. Okay, he got here, and he held out. He didn't shave his beard until he put on team-issued gear, until he put that hat on and the workout shirt he shaved. And the baseball world saw the image of Devin Williams without a beard, and they said, oh, they neutered him. He lost his aura. The Yankees zapped him. No, the Yankees did that so that he would be comfortable and throw his fastball and throw his airbender, and we could have the best closer in the game. It hasn't helped. So what is it? Maybe it isn't the right fit, and that needs to be decided sooner rather than later. But what did I always used to say to y'all? The Yankees die hard on their trades and their contracts. That is ego and pride, because your ego and pride will tell you, we gave up something for this guy, we're going to make it work. We gave up something for this guy, we're right about him. We can fix him. Okay, so you know who has to suffer through all that? His teammates, the record, and the fans who are not going for it. When we come back, we'll do Tell Me Something Cool, and then I'll lean into that a little bit more. But ultimately, it's happy times. We're in first place. The Yankees won. They put up 12 runs. What an inning. 10 runs in the seventh inning, and then Max Fried on the mound. But there's this one issue that has to be solved, and if I know them like I have known them through my entire life, in May, they're going to keep going with this. But there's something I'll tell you when we come back to tie it all together where I'm just going to be like, nah, bro. Nah, cut your losses. Cut it now. We've seen enough. Sometimes you just got to know. And I mean, guys are calling him Sonny Gray 2.0. It's not even that. It's just like, we don't need this. This has been a net negative. Why? Why? All right, 888-808-1019. Tell me something cool when we come back. Keith McPherson on the Fan. BRB.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, Keith, tell me something cool.
Hey, John, good to hear from you again. You want to know something cool? You want to hear something cool? Yankee fans are the absolute coolest. I saw Brian Hoke put a tweet out today. The Yankees announced they've hit 50 million. 50 million. Paid fans in the new ballpark. Since 2009, the Yankees have now surpassed 50 million in paid attendance for regular season games at the current Yankee Stadium. Thank you, fans. And then tonight's attendance was, or last night's attendance was 38,090. And I think the other night I might have been talking about how, like, you know, only really the Dodgers can talk to the Yankees about attendance. And even this year, you know, we'll pull it up real quick as we get back to the calls at 888-808-1019. Still talking about the Yankees. We'll bring in some of the Mets conversation as the Diamondbacks defeat the Mets 5-1. The generational Juan Soto. I mean, depends on the night, man. 0 for 3, but he got his walks. He's 0 for 2. He got two walks, though. We'll talk about it. But, yes, back to, you know, the Yankee fans and what I, you know, just think about the stadium. I've always told people, like, you know, when I first started working in the city, growing up in the Shore area, it was such a trek to get to the stadium. And when I was a kid, we didn't have any money, and I really wasn't around anyone that was, like, into the Yankees like I was to take me. You know, I had some friends whose dads went, but, like, I just never went as a kid. So when I got my first job in the city, I'm like, yo, I'm in the city now. I'm going to these games. Like, I can't, like, I already commuted to the city, and now the train ride is 30 minutes to get to the Bronx. I'm in there. And I started going to as many games as I could once I learned how easy it is to go, you know, by yourself. It's so much more efficient. If you know, you know. Like, trying to go with a group and somebody having the tickets on their phone or transferring tickets or meeting up or who wants to drive or who wants to take the bus or the train or who wants to pregame here or who's got to stop and get this and that. Nah. And, I mean, Yankee Stadium being where it is, it just pulls in a ton of people. The World Series was the most I ever saw people out there. And it's just a built brand. We are so addicted, clearly, to going to that stadium. And it's the best place to hang out. I've been to a lot of places. I was just saying, you know, Friday night in the boogie down Bronx. I'm like, where else in the city? Maybe in Brooklyn if you ride out. But not in Manhattan. I'm like, where else in the city is it jumping like this at 10 p.m.? You know, this many people partying outside. This many bars and clubs packed. You know, this many people enjoying the weather. And it's evident. 50 million paid customers in Yankee Stadium. And loyal, diehard Yankee fans that spend their hard-earned money. And a lot of us, like me, I mean, when I first started working at MTV, I was making $36,000 a year. I wasn't even staff. I was project-based. But I didn't care because I was like, I was sitting at my desk every day playing the resale market, waiting for a ticket to drop under $20, you know, before fees. And once I could claim that, I'm in there. And then once I'm in there, I'm everywhere. You don't know where I might pop up. So I love going to the stadium, and I love running into my, like, Yankee family at the stadium. some people that I literally only see at the stadium. A lot of people that I used to see at the stadium that didn't know my occupation. I was a social media manager. And as things progressed and I became a radio host, like, yo, I didn't even know you went to school for real. I'm like, we never talked about it. You know, back then we were talking about Jacoby Ellsbury or Chris Carter or, you know, whoever it might be. And fast forward to now, there's plenty to talk about with Devin Williams. And I'm telling you, these fans aren't going for it. And the Yankees are not dumb. They know. They hear the fans. They see. Like, who was it that they didn't put out? Oh, Aaron Hicks a couple years ago did not start on opening day in left field because they knew the fans were going to boo him. They put Cabrera out there. I think even Josh Donaldson a couple years back didn't get the start at third base. And Oswaldo got the, because it's just like, you don't want to start the season off with those intros and the fans boo. And I was in there on Derek Jeter night when the fans booed Hal Steinbrenner. So this Devin Williams situation has gotten to the point where he's got to be perfect, and nobody can be perfect in baseball. I don't know exactly what they do with him here. Only pitch him on the road. Only pitch him where he can't blow the game. But then it's just, you're getting so far away from the player you acquired and the player that he used to be. And the further you go away from that, then like there's literally no coming back. And I'm okay with that because Nestor Cortez is on the 60-day IL. Nestor was shot. Nestor was done. He wouldn't be pitching in this rotation now. He showed up here at Yankee Stadium for an all-time game on that Saturday with, you know, 20 runs and 9 homers. And Caleb Durbin was a good little prospect. We got enough of these prospects, and we've got enough guys to play in the infield. Here's Jorbit Vivas at second base. So ultimately, you didn't give up too much for Devin Williams, and it's okay to admit, hey, we tried some and it didn't work. That's life. You're going to throw stuff at the wall, it's not going to work. You know, I've had a ton of ideas and things I tried in my life that I thought were going to be successful and work. They didn't work. And you, after a while, you cut your losses and you focus on the bigger picture. And the bigger picture with all these pitchers that the Yankees have is that they have enough to have a good bullpen, a dominant bullpen. And they have the best player, the most dominant player in the game. And the whole mission this year is to get back to the postseason and cross your fingers, wear your pajamas inside out, hope and pray at night that Aaron Judge can be the Aaron Judge that he's in, you know, that he is in the regular season in the postseason this time. Because that could be enough to propel you. That could be enough where, like tonight, they want to walk Judge. We've got enough around him. And in the postseason, they're not just so quick to walk Judge. Stanton is coming back, right? These are good problems to have. Like, there are some hitters in this lineup. So, I mean, I know it's May 7th, but I'm always thinking about October 7th. And I'm always thinking about, man, this is a short window. Judge just turned 33. Cole is coming back from Tommy John. He's supposed to start throwing or something like that, but he's 36. Stanton is 35. Like, this window is closing. Do not play stupid games and win stupid prizes with Devin Williams. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. He's not going to be your closer of the future. Get what you can out of him, but do not risk any more games, losing games, and upsetting these fans, 50 million fans that are addicted and obsessed with the New York Yankees and this culture and this fandom and this stadium and doing what we do up there in the Bronx. 888-808-1019. John is in Massbeth on the fan. Welcome back, John.
What's up, Keith?
You know, talking, hosting.
Yeah, I just finished watching the Mets game. Watch Juan Soto go 0-4, another 0-4 game for Juan Soto.
Yeah, he'll come around, like, though. Nemo. He'll come around.
He'll come around.
He's waiting for the Subway Series.
Nimmo tweaked his knee, probably trying to carry Soto, you know. But
0-4, Nimmo was definitely feeling it. Yep.
Tonight's Yankee game, though, man. It was good to finally see the team fight back for once. Had a little playoff feel to it. You know, it's just was refreshing to finally have a good win. You know, something late win.
Good and, enough from Clark. And like you said, fighting back. Okay, after that inning where they score two, we answer right back. Judge with a short porcher.
Yeah.
How about that guy, man? I know you go to the stadium. Like, how about the guy that dropped the ball, a grown man in the front row, brings his glove, drops the ball, celebrating. And then the other guy.
That's an Aaron Judge ball. I'm keeping that.
Bro, I was saying online, better than me. Yeah. I would have been out of there. I would have been like, excuse me, going to the bathroom.
I'm putting that ball in my pocket, and you're going to have to come and get it.
Yeah, that is his 12th home run to lead baseball, or tied for the lead. And with the historic start to his season, and he's probably going to win the MVP again, and we don't know what it's going to be. Like, that's a baseball that I'm not handing that. I'm not willingly handing that to someone that caught it and lost it because they were too happy about it. I'm gone.
Listen, the apple is just as much as yours. It wasn't even really his, you know? He didn't have full control of it, even seemed like.
That's how it works in the stadium.
Devin Williams, though, man. Listen, you know, I had that rant. You know, it's... He's got to go, you know? It's either he's got to go, or he's got to take a seat back and just... They got to figure something out with him, or he's got to go. Whether it's a little 10-day stint on the IL, time to go take a vacation and come back with just a little reset, or just pitch him in a fifth or sixth inning and nothing but low leverage spots just to build his confidence up, or just trade him, you know? I mean, we're 12 weeks away from the trade deadline, so
yeah, I'm fine
with moving him anytime soon. You know, but I would love for him to just get it right, you know, because if he can just get it right, he will be awesome in the playoffs. Because, you know, the playoffs is all about the bullpen, you know, and I was excited when we got him, you know, because he is one of the best relievers in the game.
He was.
Over the last 5 years. We know what he is, what he's been in the past, and I don't want him to be the next Sonny Gray, but it's looking like that. You know, he needs to figure it out. They need to figure it out, whether it's a little time away for 10 days or just pitching in low leverage spots. But Boone cannot be putting him in the game when the game is within reach of the other team. You know, no 1-2-3-run games, none of that. It's got to be, you know, fifth inning games. We're up or down 5 or 6 runs. Like, tonight would have been a chance to put him out there in the ninth inning, you know?
I'm not even pitching him with a lead, John. Thanks for the call. Like, I'm dead ass. I'm not pitching him with a lead. He's been put in spots with a 4-run lead and blown it. A 3-run lead and like, can't get guys out. When I watch him pitch, it is too much of a journey. He can't throw strikes. I'd rather you throw the strikes in the zone. And let's see if they can hit the ball out. There's a defense behind you, right? That's another thing. The defense is supposed to be part of the philosophy change. The pitching is supposed to be part of the philosophy change. You blew saves with Clay Holmes last year, and now you're willing to let Devin Williams continue. And I know he's not even blowing saves. He's just blowing it. He just can't get outs. Or he's running into bad luck. But, like, I'm out of excuses. I can't. This being a storyline through the month of May, the same way it's been through the month of April, to me is stupid. We don't need it. It doesn't need to be. I don't care about the money you pay him. The Yankees have lit a ton of money on fire. And he's not the first guy. Joey Gallo couldn't do it here. You traded for Joey Gallo, couldn't get it done here. I mentioned Chris Carter joking around, like we used to talk about Chris. Chris Carter came here, I think after Chris Carter was in Milwaukee, right? Wasn't Chris Carter in Milwaukee and hit like 40 bombs? I think he hit like 40 bombs. I remember being at the stadium that year and being like, yo, this guy owes us so many home runs. Yes, the year before, he was in Milwaukee. And when he came to the Yankees, I'm thinking this guy is going to just, he had 41 homers. He had 8 homers with the Yankees. And I used to joke and go to those games like, this guy owes me a homer today. He owes me 2 homers today. It's okay to admit some people can't do it. Some of the best in the world come here and they can't live here. They can't work here. They can't survive here. You know how many transplants come to New York and they don't understand the way of life? They can't. And like, that is okay. It ain't for everybody. It's not for everybody. Like, and you have to identify that and just let it be that. And that's okay, especially in sports. Bruce is in Flushing on the Fan. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, Keith. Williams, and about the game last night. I mean, the game on Monday night. I brought this up before. I think we need starting pitching. And I got the perfect candidate for starting pitching. Tajon Walker. And I'm going to give you his stats, and you tell me what you think of it. ERA.
Oh, well, Bruce dropped. But, like, I mean, I can pull up Taijuan Walker's stats. I'm familiar with Taijuan Walker. Mets fans are familiar with Taijuan Walker. But what I said, I think, when we went over this last time, Bruce, and feel free to call back, 888-808-1019. We're going to start talking about the Mets in a little bit here. It'll be Kodai Senga versus Merrill Kelly later today. You need a big performance out of Kodai Senga, and you can definitely rock Merrill Kelly. So feel good about, you know, taking this series in Arizona. And the Mets have to take this series in Arizona because you're about to go back home and face the Cubs. And I know that the Mets have played good in Citi Field, great in Citi Field, but the Cubs are awesome. Like, the Cubs are really good. They're really good. They're 22-14. You know they have Kyle Tucker. You know they have Pete Crow Armstrong. You guys are familiar with Pete Crow Armstrong. Dansby Swanson, Seiya Suzuki. Like, and their brand of baseball that they play, like, they just get it done. Tonight, they lost in extra innings. And, you know, I'm just saying, you don't want to, if you're the Mets, you don't want to come off of losing to the Diamondbacks at home, losing that series. And then the weather played a factor in the St. Louis Cardinals series, where a doubleheader, you lose both of those games, so you lose that series. With Merrill Kelly on the mound, with this Mets lineup, and I don't know, Nimmo might not go tomorrow, whatever, like, or today, 3:40 today. Like, the Mets need this one. You can't drop three series in a row because then the panic is going to start to set in. And even the split with the Nationals, like, it's just going to, you know, the noise gets a lot louder and people start to question things. And the skeptics, right? Juan Soto, right? You know where I'm going with this, right? Like, if you lose this series, and then the Cubs can definitely come in and beat you at home, even though there's some good giveaways. You got the Clay Holmes hockey jersey giveaway on Friday the 9th, and then you got Edwin Diaz bobblehead on the 10th, like, and a clutch purse on the 11th. And then you get the Pirates, who, I mean, not for nothing, the Pirates, it depends on the day with them. But leading into that Subway Series, the Mets have to win their series and feel good about themselves going to face the Yankees. I think they're better than the Yankees. I think they have the advantage against the Yankees, but all bets are off in a Subway Series, specifically in the Bronx. And I told you all this since Juan Soto got signed. The Yankees will not put together a punt lineup against the Mets, and the Yankee players are going to play up. And the Yankees are about to make some moves here right now to change up this team. Like, they are going to play these three games in the Bronx against the Mets and take them a little more personal. 888-808-1019. So we'll get into the Mets conversation a little bit. Here's Bruce. Bruce came back. We'll continue talking about the option of trading for Taijuan Walker from the Phillies. But what I said, Bruce, is the Yankees didn't sniff him when he was a free agent, when he was able to be had for just some money.
But right now, things are different. Number one, you have the Williams problem. Number two, you need starting pitching. And even though the guy... the call brought up Waymans, whoever his name is, he's still questionable. Tajon Walker is a proven guy. This year, his ERA is 2.54 in 28 innings, 25 hits, 22 strikeouts. But you know, maybe he's not like in his old days. I don't know. But his stats are reasonable. And Philly has nobody in that bullpen. And you bring in him with his resume and Philly's need for that bullpen. You know, at the moment he's making $18 million a year. So if you take off the $8 million that you trade for Williams, that cuts it down to 10. You have Philly pick up a few million. That's $3 or $4 million. So you're only paying $4 or $5 million. they can't continue with this starting rotation. They got rid of Carrasco. Warren is a question mark. Walker is a legitimate 4 or 5 starter on a good team.
Hey, I hear you, Bruce. The only thing is Brian Cashman is just not making a move right now, in my opinion, for a starter to go. Like they will make these little moves. You might see Allen Winans. You might see Ryan Yarbrough get a start. You might see a bullpen game. I just don't see them giving up anything to get Taiwan Walker. I think that they will wait so we get more data on the season and we see who is available and what teams kind of fall out of it. And then at the deadline, they will punch it for more of a frontline starter that we can add to a series where we're going to pitch Max Fried, Carlos Rodon, and said person. 888-808-1019, 1 hour left. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Mets and the Winter Mets. I need Carl Anthony Towns to raise his game. Kristaps Porzingis may be out there. We'll get you more excited for this game two with the Knicks coming up later tonight as well. Keith McPherson on the Fan right back after this.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.